What up, crazy people? This is your boy, DJ Gloire, and yes, it is me, in case you're doubting. We're back once again live here on Active FM, and this is Ultimate Engines. In case you don't know what you're listening to, this is the hottest show on Active FM that speaks about cars. Yes, guys, we're all about cars, all about driving that proper vehicle, and we're all about basically informing you on everything that you need to know about cars. So today we're talking about something very complex, something very efficient. So I'd like you to stay tuned. Keep your ears locked, because this is going to be a bumpy ride. But anyway, we're moving on, and basically we're just speaking about electric and basically ICE vehicles, which are gas-powered vehicles, just to be brief. Gas-powered, in case you, in America, it's gasoline, and for us that live in South Africa, I'll just use the term that is common to the English-speaking, which is petrol. So you know we use petrol in Britain, and here in South Africa, because we're English speaking, so we use the word petrol. But anyway, we're talking about electric vehicles and petrol vehicles. Now there are a few things that I'd like to discuss with you today, a couple of things that, you know, will grab your attention. And definitely, like I said, keep your ears locked here on Active FM. We always do the most, always make sure that you are listening to nothing but the hottest content. And as we go through this, we're just going to basically briefly discuss how impactful EVs are, EVs which are electric vehicles, and basically the dynamics in between the two, and how these things actually affect us and affect our pockets, affect our environment. So yeah, that's just basically it. So yeah, that's what we're talking about, electric vehicles versus gas-powered vehicles. And before we carry on any further, I'd just like you guys to like us on our social media pages, www.activefm.co.za. And we are also on Instagram. It is ActiveFM777, or on Facebook, ActiveFM777. You can catch us on Twitter also at ActiveFM777 or ActiveFM777. And yeah, those are social media pages, guys. You can catch us on Iono.fm. We are ActiveFM, and you can catch all our shows, guys. We have a whole lot of interesting shows, amazing shows, and believe me, you would love it. Like I said, we offer the best of the best content, nothing that you wouldn't like to hear, because we believe that what we share is the good stuff. So anyway, guys, we're carrying on, and I'm gonna holler at a couple of people. Holler, shout out to my boy DJ Moore. He does the EDM sessions. Yeah, EDM sessions on Active FM. Yeah. So you can catch him on Iono, you can catch him on every social media page, you'll find him at DJ Moore SA. And yeah, basically holler out to him, holler to my boy DJ Nash. He does the show that talks about basically everything, but his show is called What's the Topic? And whatever he feels like talking about on that specific day, you know, whatever swings by that he believes will strike your way, he's gonna shoot it. So holler to my boy Nash, who does What's the Topic. So we got What's the Topic, we got House EDM Sessions, and guys, you can also listen to another show, which is the Get Down Sessions. Please don't forget to tune in. It is lit on the Get Down Sessions. We have the movie show with Ryan and Sesh. We have the Not So Tech show with Bestin and Kevin. We got a whole lot of shows, guys. So I'd like to mention all of them, because believe me, I do know all of them. But you know what? Now's not the time. You know, now for you that is eagerly waiting to hear what we have in store for you, well, now's the moment, because we're going into our topic. First thing first, we're talking about electric vehicles versus gas-powered vehicles. And basically, one thing that is obviously on our minds with regards to that is that the price, costing, you know. Is it going to cost me a lot of money to have an electric vehicle over a gas-powered vehicle? And like, maintenance, you know, we have all these things, because you know with gas-powered vehicles there's a whole lot of maintenance stuff that goes into it and all that. And now we're bringing up this content of having electric vehicles, which is actually something really cool. I mean, if you can think about it, a couple of years back we would look forward to this new technology that is coming up that is going to be introduced into the future. But I believe right now we are living in the future. I mean, electric cars. We did have electric cars back in the past, but that wasn't so successful. But now it seems like electric cars are doing the things, man. They're booming out there. So, guys, don't sleep on them, man. Make sure you look out for these stuff, because soon they'll take us up by storm. But anyway, like I was saying, there's a lot of things to come into consideration when you're thinking of buying an electric vehicle over a gas-powered vehicle. And I believe in the near future, which is not so far, maybe a few years down the line, everybody should be driving electric vehicles. And if you're thinking, well, is it really worth it? You do want to listen to this, because we got a whole lot of stuff in store for you. So anyway, electric vehicles versus gas vehicles. First thing first, the pricing. Generally, I believe the price for an electric vehicle should generally be low. Lower compared to a gas-powered car. Obviously, with regards to the making of the car, the resources that are being used and all of that, I don't think electric vehicles should be more expensive. But even though electric cars are more expensive, there's a lot of stuff that go into it which should cost you less, like in terms of maintenance and all this stuff. But that we're gonna go deep into later on. So just now I want to share the first basic points, and basically in terms of cost with regards to the electric vehicle. So an electric vehicle can basically get power from many different sources. So that's the thing with regards to electric vehicles. It doesn't use gas, so it uses electric power, and it has a battery. So electric vehicles are powered by batteries, which powers the entire car system. And basically where we can get our electricity from are many sources. I mean, we get electricity from burning gas, burning coal, and you know, a whole lot of different stuff. They even use renewable resources such as solar energy. So if it happens that one day by chance you got stuck on the road because maybe you ran out of power, we have solar energy for that. So if you have like installed solar panel system in your car, then I don't think you'd stress, because now you're being powered by the sun. So an electric vehicle is something definitely worth going for. I mean, trust me, you know what happens usually when you get stuck on the side of the road and you don't have gas, and you're like in the middle of nowhere, just randomly your car just decided to die on you, just like bah, and now you don't know what to do. But then if you are owning an electric vehicle and you have installed solar systems which enable you to move, then I don't think you should have too much of a problem with that. And yeah, so basically like I was saying, you can also get solar energy, wind and hydropower. So that's just basically some of the stuff that you can use to power. Now obviously with gas powered cars, you use gas, you use petrol. You use basically petrol or diesel, and basically those cars use those for internal combustion. And moving on to that, fuel expenses, like fuel, when you're spending money on fuel as opposed to electric vehicles, you'll spend less money on electric vehicles than spending on gas, because according to calculation and stats that have been taken, for example in the United States, you'll spend like about at most $540 for an entire month, yes, on electric power for your vehicle, as opposed to gas, whereby gas you'll spend up to $1,100 in a month for a vehicle. So gas powered use up more of your money. So think about it, guys. I mean, we're all thinking of our budget, we're thinking of how we're gonna save money, and we have a whole lot of stuff that we wanna cover for. Now for those people who are millionaires and billionaires, you know, they don't really have to stress. It means nothing to them whether the price goes higher, whether it goes lower, they still can afford it. But for those of us that are in the middle class and lower economy, I mean, we do consider our budgets very, you know, something that we want to keep tight, and you know, we want to make sure that we're in control of our budget. So basically electric vehicles will be way cheaper because of the amount of resources that we have, which we gather electricity from. It won't be that costly because now we have many sources. So why should you now make the prices extremely high when we're able to easily get it as opposed to fuel when you have to put petrol. You know, petrol, we only have one source. So unfortunately, that's where we're at. And moving right along, so as we move right along, I just want to mention that when you pay for electricity to fuel your electric vehicle, basically the price of that electricity actually adds up to your home bill. Surprising, right? Like, I was also surprised too, like, how does it match your car and your home bill? How do they link? But anyway, your electricity will match up and actually come up in your home bill, the electricity that you use up for your car. So basically, you'll be paying your house bill and your car bill at the same time. Well, which I believe is actually quite convenient. I mean, it's more accountable and I believe it works. So yes, guys, yeah, your home bill comes up with your car electricity bill. And as opposed to that, as opposed to gas-powered vehicles, you know, your gas, the prices will vary depending on the gas rates. So whether the gas rates go up or they go down, that will determine the price of the fuel that you are going to pay for your car. So moving on to maintenance of your electric vehicle versus your gas powered / ICE vehicle. And ICE basically stands for internal combustion engine. So moving on to that, in terms of maintenance, when it comes to your gas powered car, you have, you know, a lot of weird, like a lot of funny issues that usually pop up, such as replacing your engine. Now, we all know when you have to replace your engine, your car is literally at the brink of dying. Because basically your engine is what drives your car. And if you do not have an engine, basically you do not have a car. Because how do you drive a car without an engine? Your engine, the engine is the heart of your car. It's what drives your car, you know. So basically without any engine, you can't do anything. And that's actually a common problem that we have in gas-powered cars. So just imagine having to replace your engine, which also is a sign that your car is actually aging. So if you've been driving your old car and you've been using it for a while now and your engine starts to die, it's either you're not maintaining it properly or it's just showing that your car is aging and you're going to have to replace it. As opposed to EVs, EVs just basically use battery packs. So EVs do not use engines. Why? Because they do not use fuel, they use electricity. So they have battery packs. Now the only thing with the battery packs is that as you are constantly charging it, eventually it gets to a point whereby your battery is now getting to degradation and you get range loss with your electric battery. And the battery pack, once they get degraded, it now cannot function properly anymore. So because you're constantly recharging your battery, every time when you need to use your car, you have to constantly recharge. I mean, that's the only way you can move. But at the same time, because it's electricity and it's using electric power, now when you're constantly recharging, your battery is just getting older and older and older, and then eventually you have to replace it. So to keep yourself on the safe side, please do get insurance for your car, whether you're using gas or electric powered vehicle, but especially for electric vehicle, because when you have insurance, now you are able to get a warranty for your battery. So if ever your battery needs to be replaced, now you have insurance. So guess what, you don't have to replace it because you pay for your insurance. So you know what happens, your insurance does it for you. Now if you do not have insurance and you are driving an electric vehicle, well, I am sorry to be you if you do not have the funds, because electric powered batteries cost more money than replacing it with insurance. So when you have insurance, your insurance is able to replace it for you. But when you're replacing it by yourself, it is going to cost you some money. So on that, you just want to make sure that you have insurance. Yep. Just make sure you have insurance. And another thing on gas-powered vehicles is that changing fluids, and you know, when you're changing your transmission fluids, changing your engine oil, and it's just basic checks that you have to do every time, like in a month, you'd have to have done it a couple of times. And these little checks are what actually keep your car alive. So usually we're in a position where people tend to neglect this kind of stuff. And it is not something that you should do, because now your car now has to be maintained. And if you don't maintain your car, it is going to die. As opposed to EVs, you just have to make sure that your battery is fine and you're just doing a few checks. But otherwise, EVs do not have a lot of, you know, high maintenance requirements, obviously. So yeah, that's just basically it in terms of maintenance on the engine. And the last few points that I want to mention is in terms of pollution, something that maybe people don't tend to consider. I mean, people are amazed by the fact that now we have electric cars, you know, and we don't have to use gas-powered cars. But something that we also have to think about is air pollution. Now, air pollution is something that gas-powered cars have been causing for a number of years. And we're not trying to bring down the names of those people who came up with the, you know, with a car and came up with gas power. I mean, big ups to them. Those people are the reason why we have electric cars today. I mean, shout out to Carl Benz, shout out to Henry Ford, shout out to all these people that did everything that they could to come up with cars and to come up with gas powered cars. But now we have moved on, and now technology has moved on, and we have electric vehicles. But gas cars have actually been causing a lot of air pollution, which everybody in the world should be aware of. And basically, even before, we used to get threats about our ozone layer and all these kind of stuff, and that all these gas from factories and from cars are all adding up to the pollution that is going up to the ozone layer, and that is damaging. Now, as opposed to EVs, gas-powered cars actually release a lot of gas. So if you've noticed, like, especially old cars, the gas that comes out from the back of the exhaust, you'd see a lot of gas, especially when the car takes off. And EVs do not necessarily emit a lot of gas, so that's actually a win for electric vehicles, because now we're also helping each other be environmentally safe. You know, it's not harming our health, and it's not harming the health of our beautiful Mother Earth. So that's just something that we can take into consideration. So yeah, air pollution, EVs do not cause much of air pollution. And apparently, when EVs are being made, when they're being produced in a factory, that's actually the time when they release most gas. So when they're being made in a factory, they release more gas making the car than actually when it's on the road. So that's something that we really definitely should be looking into, that EVs are not releasing a lot of gas. So less gas pollution. So I just like you to think about that. And it's been awesome, it's been amazing. I enjoyed sharing this much information with you. And you know, I always like to, it's always awesome to come into the booth and having to speak into your life and having to have this opportunity for you to listen to me, which I think is awesome. I mean, what would you do without me, and what would I do without you? There's no point of me being behind the mic if you're not listening, and there's no point of you listening if I'm not there. So it's been a fun time. I enjoyed my time with you, and I hope you keep on listening to our shows on Active FM. Like I told you, we got a lot of shows, and I'm gonna mention a few more shows that I haven't mentioned earlier, such as The Void Show. We have The Void Show, where they talk about space, they talk about the cosmos, and you know, space in general and science. So I want you guys to holler at them. The latest show that is recently released is The Martian Scientist. So I want you guys to holler at him, and I want you guys to listen to that show. And we got a couple of other shows too, which I'm not gonna mention right now, but guys, stay tuned. And like we always say, we on Active FM 777 on Instagram, /ActiveFM777 on Facebook, and ActiveFM777 on Twitter. You can catch us on iono.fm. We are at ActiveFM. Catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. It's been real, it's been lit, it's been awesome. I've had a fun time, hope you did too. And this is your boy DJ Gloire. You can catch me on Facebook at Gloire Tina, and this is your boy signing out. Peace. Love you, man.
Christ, music is hot music.
You tell me your name.
In the beginning.
Put in the mark.
If Genesis like was the intro, I'd probably die from a sick flow. You gave your life for my sins, though. All praise to the king, yo. I ate the fruit from your body. I'm in for a rough ride, EBE right behind me. She told me, how'd you even find me? I said, you come from my ribs, so you're always right beside me. We in this world falling short to temptation. We in this world feeling caught in the matrix. Me and my girl, we just fall over patience. If she ain't the one, then she gotta be an agent. Either way, we dodge the bullet. God opens doors, but we're too afraid to pull it. Gotta watch your blind side like Sandra Bullock. The devil likes to hang in the back like a mullet. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all just out chasing tail like Tom and Jerry. Y'all play two different roles like Tyler Perry. I know that the end's coming and it's kind of scary, but I got living water flowing right inside my belly. My God is the God that rose from the dead. My God fed a crowd of 4,000 men. He told me, hold your cross like you hold your pen. Here I am, that's what Moses said. Yeah, the world said, where's the tape? It's been overdue. The Lord said, tell them, wait, we've been sorting through. My mom said, break the chains that's been holding you. Keep living that life, they gon' probably put a hole in you. So I walk while I'm wrapped in your presence. When we fall, we get up, that's a lesson. I start to praise every time that I'm stressing. Cause life gets hard, but then God sends a blessing. Yeah, if Genesis was the intro, I'd probably die from a sick flow. You gave your life for my sins, though. All praise to the king, yo. I'm in the fur like I'm Jacob. Instead of waiting for a blessing, sometimes you gotta take them. He said, Ray, that's your name, son. Yeah, you come a long way, but remember where you came from. I'm from the hood where there's chills in the summer. You hear the shot start to peel when the sun up. I know that Cain felt the guilt from his brother, so I wonder why we still kill one another. Lord knows we just living in some dark times. I haven't really been the same since my aunt died. They just cut her hours short like a part-time. You cross the line, I'ma snap like it's offsides. There's some things in this life we don't understand, but we can't let death get the upper hand. Gotta roll up your sleeves like Uncle Cam. Yeah, we roam, but we're all part of your plan. So I'm looking up to you for direction. I see the signs all around like concessions. I spent some nights in the dark with depression. When the sun rise, we call that resurrection. This the God that led Moses through the Red Sea. This the God that said go and they'll be set free. You gave me wings like the emblem on a Bentley, so I could come see you when my soul's feeling empty. So I rose with the wrath that's relentless. This the flow that got trapped in the wreckage. He said, let go of your past and possessions, cause before the earth, God made the heavens. Yeah, if Genesis was the intro, I'd probably die from a sick flow. You gave your life for my sins, though. All praise to the king. All things to me.